Lord, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. So we're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Arthbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. When I was young, I used to remember... And you're going to hear this a lot from other people that are 40 or over, even in their 30s. But you're going to hear this little phrase. I remember when I was young. But anyway, when I was young, you know, I used to remember going out to the lake. And we'd get in the boats, canoes, whatever we had. And we'd go out there, you know, and paddle out and go jump in and go do some swimming. And I used to remember that we were able to see a long ways to the bottom. And that was a long ways down. It had to be at least, you know, 20, 30 feet deep where we were at. And we didn't see so much weeds. A lot of it, I remember a lot of it was sandy bottom. And that's what I liked about going out to the, way out to the deeps, you know, was it was a sandy bottom. And that was good because I like to feel that between my toes, you know, when I touch the bottom and feel proud about when I could swim that far under. And I'd come up slowly and reach the top. And I was able to hold my breath for a long, long time. Then we'd come up to the top and swim at the top of the, swim around on the surface of the water, the lake. And I remember... When I used to go to be at a place called Buck Lake, and I'd go down there and come from my grandpa's house and my grandma's house, and I'd walk down the lake by myself, and I'd go dive on in, and there was a dock there, but I didn't use the dock. I like swimming from the shore, straight from the shore, and I'd go swim out to the middle of the lake. It was just a small little inlet, you know. Probably maybe about 200-300 feet across, but it was long. I know it was much longer than that. It had to be maybe about a good mile long. But to get to this side of the shore, it was maybe about 400 feet, 500 feet. Yeah, it had to be about that long. Because I know that when I dive in, it'd take me a long time to get to just to the middle, and I couldn't hold my breath any longer, and I'd come up. And I'd swim around there, and then I'd come back, and I would, this is a Ojibwe way of life, by the way, to be able to go swimming in the nice clean waters, and that's why I'm talking about this. You know, I want to kind of paint a picture about how beautiful and pristine the waters were, and I could see fish everywhere. I could see them for a long ways away under the water, and, especially those, I don't know what they were called, but they weren't minnows. They were bigger than minnows, I tell you that. But they liked to bite my legs. And anyway, I'd go up to the shore, and then I'd come up by where all the reeds were and the lily pads and all the stuff on the bottom of the lake. I could see all the crayfish in the bottom and how they'd back up away from me as I'd approach them. And once in a while, I get to catch a turtle and see a turtle underwater, and many minnows. You know, I like swimming with all the little minnows. And of course, we'd see different birds come flying on in. They wouldn't be able to see me in the reeds, and I'd be able to see how they'd come on in. The flight of the different ones, and that's why I mentioned the Ojibwe way of life, because I think in any culture, in any you know, setting across the entire world, no matter where you're at, it's all about observation in your environment, in your surroundings. And the Ojibwe people were, you know, no strangers to that ourselves. We lived in the woods. My grandma and grandpa lived out in the woods, and we had, you know, many great memories out there. It was fun. There wasn't electricity. They used kerosene lamps. I remember that. Then they got electricity, and they had lamps and light bulbs. And I know that they cooked on a wood heat for a while. And they got those gas stoves. And, of course, they didn't have running water, so we'd have to go down and race to the pump in the morning time. And this was during our time, you know, we would get up. And the one thing I remember is my grandpa, I never thought he slept ever. To this day, I don't think I ever remember that guy sleeping ever. He was always doing something. He was always on the go, making his camp ready. He was the camp leader. He was, and there was no doubt about it. His participation was that he'd get on up in the morning, and, you know, I'd try to stay up as late as I could and catch him sleeping, but I never could stay up that long. I'd fall asleep myself, and then I'd pop up right away in the morning time, and there he'd already be. He'd be up already, so he had slept already. He probably slept maybe about 4 or 5 hours and then got up and did it again all day long. He'd be stoking the stoves and putting water on there. Although I thought they were always had boiling water for something, but I guess it was for condensation and humidity in the air so it wasn't so dry. And then we'd go get on up. We'd get to go to the pump, and we'd race to the pump to fill up those milk containers, those old milk containers they used to have, and pump as much as we can, and then come back. You know, that'd be our kids' morning chore, go get water. And of course, they had to be enough for all day long for everyone, and cooking and cleaning and everything else. And so, you know, that was just a way of life. And, you know, some people might think, you know, that was poor, poverty, whatever, you know, but it wasn't. Not to me. It was rich and teeming with life. And you know, you get to see all the butterflies, all the different kinds of insects, and the birds fly through the trees, the chipmunks, the squirrels, the, you know, all the fish, and kind of live with them, kind of, you know, and it was kind of cool. I guess that was kind of like our Xbox, our PlayStation, you know, being out in the woods and nothing electronical. It was all natural. And that was what was really good in my mind, you know. It helped me in a lot of situations, you know, talking about things. And especially now, you know, when I'm here in the radio station and coming on in and talking on the radio about those types of things, because I lived it. It wasn't just something I made up, you know. We all lived like that. And we weren't the only ones either, you know. And we would get together in the wintertime or in the summertime swimming. Water seemed to be a factor for everybody. Still is. But anyway, just coming to the conclusion of this show here and at this time, and I just wanted to reflect a little bit about when I was young and the things I got to see, and we'll continue on with that subject next week, okay? You guys have a great day, and thanks for listening. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back again next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.